From Storyflow.
This is your daily audio brief for July 6th.
Theo here.
July 6th, Tech Desk. Five stories from the last 24 hours, here's where I'd start.
Let's get into it.
First from KD Nuggets. Five ways small language models are powering next-gen agents.
This article looks at five concrete ways SLMs are showing up inside next-generation agents right now, from the research backing then to the tools, and numbers worth knowing if you're deciding whether your next agent needs a frontier model at all.
Next.
Second from RI News.
China's RI Companion rules what Beijing is really going after. NRI Companion sounds dystopian, but it has become a common thread in the wider conversation about the perils of generative RI. What it refers to is essentially a conversational agent built to sustain an ongoing personal relationship with the user, with a memory and steady persona that keep it consistent from one session to the next.
Emotional attachment often follows from that design, and it is increasingly the selling point.
Much of the use is casual roleplay or simply wanting something that remembers you, and at the edges, the category shades into ordinary assistants. But as more people in China came to treat these bots as an emotional companion of sorts, Beijing has now decided to practice needs rules. China's AI companion rules take effect on July 15, and in the days before the deadline, the country's two most used consumer AI apps quietly switched off the features of their heart. ByteDance's Doubao told users its agent function would go offline on July 15, citing product function adjustments, while Alibaba's Qwen said its human-like and use-created agents would stop working on July 10 and its wider agent services 5 days later. The regulation is the interim measures for the administration of RI anthropomorphic interactive services, co-issued on April 10, 2026 by the Cyberspace Administration of China and four partner agencies, the National Development and Reform Commission, the Ministry of Industry and Information Technology, the Ministry of Public Security, and the State Administration for Market Regulation. Read quickly, it looks like China is turning off AI agents.
It isn't. The rules draw a line between the agent that does your work and the agent that keeps you company, and it is only the second kind that Beijing has moved against.
It covers services that simulate human personality traits, thinking patterns, and communication styles to provide sustained emotional interaction.
Customer service bots, knowledge Q&A,
workplace assistance, and education and research tools are excluded, provided they avoid sustained emotional engagement. It is the first dedicated national framework of its kind, and it took shape after a public comment draft late last year. Doubao and Qwen did not fall foul of a prohibition.
They fell foul of a design conflict.
The measures require companion services to run anti-addiction systems, issue mandatory usage notifications, and offer instant exit mechanisms, alongside real-time detection of unhealthy dependence.
Those demands sit awkwardly with agents built to remember a user, stay consistent across sessions, and keep an ongoing relationship going. And rather than retrofit the feature, ByteDance chose to shut it down.
Alibaba appears to have made the same call.
ByteDance is now directing Doubao users to Maocheng, a separate app, where they can create agents again. Alibaba has announced no equivalent migration path for Qwen.
Tencent's Yuanbao pulled a comparable feature back in June.
The cost has landed on users. Many mourn the shutdowns openly on Weibo, with one poster describing the agents as long-standing emotional support and lamenting the lack of an easy way to export chat histories.
Doubao is letting people view their configurations and conversations in read-only mode until October 15 this year, before the data is processed under its privacy policy and becomes unrecoverable. Qwen users have been given no comparable grace period, with agent data set for permanent deletion.
The substance is more considered than a blunt clampdown suggests.
Providers are barred from offering virtual companion or virtual family member services to minors and must obtain guardian consent before serving users under 14.
They are required to build dedicated minor modes with usage time limits, reminders to return to real-world interaction, and enhance parental controls.
They must also detect users in acute distress and intervene where someone shows signs of self-harm, suicidal behavior, or serious financial loss, escalating to designated guardians or emergency contacts, engineering emotional dependence or addiction, and using emotional manipulation to induce unreasonable decisions are explicitly prohibited.
The compliance machinery is heavy.
Services that launch anthropomorphic functions or cross thresholds of 1 million registered users or 100,000 monthly actives must run security assessments covering 8 areas, from training data handling to minor protection, and file the reports with provincial regulators.
App stores must verify that status and remove non-compliant products.
On paper, it is a fuller set of user protections than the EU, the US Federal Trade Commission, or California's SB 243 has yet put into force. What the measures do not settle matters just as much. They fix no technical threshold for what counts as emotional interaction, and that grey zone is precisely why the platforms pulled entire features rather than risk landing on the wrong side of it.
Up next,
third from TechCrunch RI. Station F ramps up as a launchpad for Europe's hottest RI startups.
Station F, a Paris-based startup hub founded by French billionaire Xavier Niel, is gearing up for a new edition of its F/AI accelerator program in a bid to strengthen its positioning as a stepping stone for promising AI startups.
And then,
Fourth, from the decoder. JAPER is the first agentic ransomware operation, and it exposes old security sins at machine speed. Security firm Systeek describes an extortion attack where a language model broke in on its own, stole credentials, and destroyed databases. No human appeared to be at the controls. The article JAPER is the first agentic ransomware operation, and it exposes old security sins at machine speed appeared first on the decoder.
Next, fifth from the decoder.
Amazon sunsets Mechanical Turk, the original artificial intelligence.
Amazon Web Services is shutting down its crowdsourcing service Mechanical Turk to new customers starting July 30, 2026.
The article Amazon sunsets Mechanical Turk, the original artificial intelligence appeared first on the decoder.
Up next, sixth from the decoder.
China forces its biggest AI platforms to shut down human-like chatbot personas. ByteDance and Alibaba are shutting down the features that let users build and chat with customer AI companions, responding to new regulations from Beijing.
The article China forces its biggest AI platforms to shut down human-like chatbot personas appeared first on the decoder.
And then,
seventh from the decoder.
NVIDIA's Kyber NVL144 reportedly pushed back more than a year. Asian suppliers drop. NVIDIA's next AI server rack, Kyber NVL144, has been delayed more than a year to 2028 because of circuit board manufacturing problems, according to analyst firm SemiAnalysis. Asian suppliers lost up to double-digit percentages in market value.
The more powerful Rubin Ultra variant has also been cancelled.
Next.
Eighth from Towards Data Science. Stop ranking agent configs by average score.
Best worst comparisons, max diff style judging, and Plaketlu's utility scores give agent teams a cleaner way to decide which configs to ship, prune, and route toward next. The post stop ranking agent configs by average score appeared first on Towards Data Science. That's it for today. Tomorrow morning, whatever the night brings.
Stay curious.